Well, good morning. And it's still hot here in Central Florida. Maybe by the end of next week, we might have a little low passing through. And rather than being in 110 degree heat index, it'll only be 100, which we will feel is a great accomplishment. If you've ever tried to do something when the wind is against you, especially if you are on the water, you know it can be a very difficult experience. Our nation is experiencing a weather and economic storm at the moment. Fires, floods, and major weather events have occurred this spring and summer. Many people have been forced to change their lifestyle or have been removed from their homes, whether it be temporarily or for a duration of time. But people have had to cut back and are doing without. The intense heat has caused others to spend more money than they had predicted to stay cool. We don't like to face the conditions when things are out of our control or things are not very predictable. We want our lives to be calm. We want our lives to be peaceful. We want our lives to be steady. Like Peter, though, there are times when the wind of life is so powerful and forces are so against us that we are afraid and we sink into the abyss. When Peter felt the powerful wind, he panicked. When we panic, when we feel stressed out, we make unwise and rushed decisions. Making rushed decisions is not good. We are stressed out and we can't think. And at times we question, does God really care? But that is simply not the case. God cares for each and every one of us. We are all made in the image of God, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He did because He loves us. He cares for us and wants nothing but the best for all of us. The disciples were rowing against the wind. No doubt they were exhausted, they were discouraged, and they simply did not know what was going to happen. The storm was strong, and they couldn't reach the shore. Out of nowhere, Jesus appeared to them walking on the water, but they didn't recognize Him. When the disciples saw Him walking on the water or the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost! It's a ghost! It cannot be Jesus!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." No matter where we are in our lives today, no matter what we may be concerned about, no matter what personal storm we are facing, those words are also some words of comfort for us today. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. The story reminds us that Jesus comes to us in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our uncertainties, in the midst when we're trying to make a decision. God is always aware of the times when we are afraid, concerned, and worried. God does not leave us alone. God does not abandon us. God is totally aware of the forces of life that is bearing down on us. In the 6th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, it says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. When we find ourselves in the storms of life, we wonder, where is God? Where is hope? What's going to be my next step? And will that next step be secure? We almost also may ask the question, why us? Why me? Why now? Why this terrific storm or situation? When Jesus appeared to the disciples walking on the water, they didn't recognize him. They thought him to be a ghost. In other words, Jesus was just an abstract concept, not a real presence in the midst of the storm. He wasn't real, not really capable of helping them in any way, they thought. Their faith in Jesus had diminished. In previous verses, they are scared and they are concerned because John the Baptist has just been killed, and they were wondering what was next for them. This story in Mark is different than the story in Gospel of Matthew. In Mark, Jesus got in the boat with them and the wind ceased. But here, Jesus doesn't get in the boat right away. He reassured the disciples that he was with them and they need not be afraid. But Peter was curious. Is this really Jesus? What is he talking about? He wanted to verify indeed that it was Jesus walking on the water and by joining him on the sea. Jesus invited Peter. Peter, come. Allow your faith to take over. Peter, come. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch your life and heart. Peter, come and enjoy the gifts of God and come out here with me. Initially, rather than focusing on the words of Jesus and the invitation and what Jesus was trying to get them to do, Peter focused on the wind and it caused him to sink. So often we can be like Peter as well. Rather than focusing on our faith, rather giving all that we are about, all that we are concerned about, rather than giving all that to God, we try to control it ourselves and focus on our own lives and our own worries. What Jesus did was challenge Peter, as he does us, to face our fear and have faith that we will survive. When we let our fears dominate us, we sink. We sink into worldly philosophy, we sink into worldly ideas, and we sink into worldly propaganda. Often it's easier to get negative and to focus on the wind, the situation and the storms of life, and to not focus on our faith and to give it to God. Some are afraid to try new things. Some people believe it won't even work. Sometimes we don't hear Jesus' invitation, come, come, be with me. Give me your concerns. And sometimes we don't recognize Jesus when he does appear, because we're so consumed with other things. When Peter became anxious and began to sink, he cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me! Lord, save me! Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him to safety. When we find ourselves in difficult situations, the hand of God reaches out to us as well. God is there for us when we are afraid. There is no storm too great for God. The story reminds us that God is always there for us, ready to extend a hand that will help us to get back to safety. Most of all, help us to get back in the boat. Hear the words of our Lord. Come, come and be with me. The winds may be against us at times, but we can trust that God is with us and for us. And we can trust that God loves us. God will hear our prayer and petitions. So my prayer for you this week, that no matter what you're dealing with in life, give it to the Lord. Hear the words of Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to calm the storms down in your life. Maintain the peace of God that passes all understanding. Maintain the love of God in your heart. Amen.